It is time for our segment that kicks off the 10 o'clock hour, basically here on Robin Hood Radio on Sunday in the Country with Willie Hallahan. And we call it Sporting a Cause. Why? Well, because it's based off his incredible website, sportingacause.com, that lists events that are fundraisers, and they're athletic events or athletic-related events that are all fundraisers. And it's really the only place you can go for a comprehensive list of what's coming up in a chronological order. And we welcome Willie Hallahan. And Willie, nice to speak to you again today.
Likewise, Marshall. Thanks again for having me on.
All right. And, well, we are through the doldrums and starting to get into the very, very busy days of lots of things going on.
Yeah, we truly are. Last weekend, Easter weekend, pretty much marked the last slow week in sports-related fundraisers. This weekend that we're in right now, there were 8 events, really ramped up. Today, there's only one event worth mentioning, and you really can't get to it because it's pretty much kicking off as we speak right now. It's a Walk MS in Torrington. That's one of the walkathons that supports research into multiple sclerosis. It's being held at Torrington Middle School. And if that's a cause that's important to you and one you want to participate in, there's one next weekend, too. And I'll get to that in a minute, because this coming weekend, starting May 4th, there's a lot going on. So I'm going to kind of whip right through them because there's so many. There's 12 events to mention, at least briefly, going on next Saturday and Sunday. There's several 5K races. The Barkhamsted Elementary School has one at their school in Barkhamsted. It benefits the 5th grade class trip. That's next Saturday. The Berkshire South Community Center up in Great Barrington has a 5K. That's held at the Great Barrington Airport. It both begins and ends there. And benefits their nutritional programs, and they have other youth-oriented programs at the community center, very worthwhile organization. Then, in a different part of our tri-state area, next Saturday is the Miles of Hope 5K. This is being held over at Timor Park in LaGrangeville. And Miles of Hope Breast Cancer Foundation is a beneficiary of this race. And the funds go to support services for breast cancer sufferers. And this is an event, this is a combination of events. There are several of these going on where two events have merged into one for a variety of reasons. The participation in either wasn't enough, so they combined forces. There was the Angels of Light 5K last year, and they've decided not to run this year but to lend their support to Miles of Hope. Angels of Light is its own nonprofit. It's a very worthy and emotional nonprofit that provides gifts for children, families with devastating illnesses, and they've sent a large contingent of runners over to Miles of Hope to support the Breast Cancer Foundation. But also, you can give to the Angels of Light too. There are many ways to win in this particular race. Also next Saturday, this is a new event, the May Day 5K at Norbrook Farm Brewery. Norbrook Farm is the newest in a whole bunch of new microbreweries that are cropping up in our area. And this is the first of a 5-race series that supports the Northwest Connecticut YMCA program. They have races that go from spring into the summer into the fall. And all of them support scholarships for families who can't afford the fees to participate in the Y. A very, very worthy cause. It's the three YMCAs in the Canaan, Winston, and Torrington area. By the way, the main sponsor for all these races is Center Subaru. They've been a huge support business for the YMCA system. And Norbrook Farm has a lot of acreage, so this 5K is a trail race. They run the whole race on their acreage, and it's going to be a great addition to that race series. And then, also next Saturday, this is a 5-mile race. The others have been 5Ks. Marshall, this is one you know about. It's the Sharon Classic Road Race. It's being run for the 34th year. That's a long, long time for a race. And it's very well supported. They get a lot of runners, well over 200, 250, which is a good size race for this area. It's held on the town green. I know you'll be broadcasting live there. They have a lot of, besides the race itself, there are vendors, there are displays, there's food for sale. They have races for the children. And it supports the Sharon Daycare Center, which I think is a large part of the reason for the success of the race, because the Sharon Daycare is a well-supported and thought-of event in Sharon.
I was 32 years old when it started, and I have been associated with every one.
Wow. <I know. laughs> Now, that's staying power.
That's scary power.
Good for you. Also next Saturday, the list goes on. This is a two-day event, both Saturday and Sunday, the 4th and 5th, is the Carrie Perotti Angel in the Infield 7th Annual Softball Tournament. This is they limit it to 10 teams. The games are held at both the Lawrence Field across from McDonald's in Canaan and also the Sagala Field up across from the police barracks. Saturday is a round-robin tournament, and then Sunday they have the finals to determine the winners. And the funds are raised by the teams that get into the tournament. But people can go, these games, Saturday especially, the games are going all day long. You can stop by, buy a hot dog or something. There are ways to be supportive of the cause, which are two scholarships to Hoosie graduates. You can go and watch a game for an hour or a half hour, and parking is easy at both places. And the competition is very keen. I remember from my days of playing softball, our talent was questionable, but our resolve was there. And the body might not be willing so much anymore, but the motivation was. So it's fun sports to watch, and even for a few minutes you can go and be supportive. And then still, next Saturday, the 4th, is the Kentucky Derby Social. This is a different kind of sports-related fundraiser. It's a party basically, surrounding the Kentucky Derby. It's for years it was held at Gear Village, and now it's moved to Noble Horizons. But for $25 fee, $30 at the door, you can go. They have great hors d'oeuvres. They have a bar where they offer beer and wine and mint juleps. They have live auction and silent auctions, and they have prizes for best hat and costume, and it's a lot of fun. I've been to just about all of them, and this is a collaboration between the Salisbury Rotary Club and the Canaan Exchange Club. It's a very successful one. They pool their efforts, and they put on a good show, and I encourage that anybody to go to that. And you watch the Kentucky Derby Social on a big screen. It's a lot of fun. And the money they raise go to scholarships for area high school graduates. And then the last event on next Saturday is the Gilbert School Blue and Gold Golf Tournament. That's being held at the Fairview Farms Golf Course. I've spoken about this before, and I'll speak about it again. I'll bang the drum on this, because high school sports are having a tough time of it. Budget constraints dictate that they have to raise money outside of their budgets to make their programs work. And this golf tournament is one of the ways that Gilbert School does that. They have two events, one on Saturday, the golf tournament, and another one on Sunday. On Sunday, unless we can move to the 5th now, the Gilbert School has a 5K. That's their second event of the weekend. and it's run on their cross-country course. It's not on the road. And it, too, raises money for the sports programs at Gilbert. Also, on Sunday the 5th is the second day of the Carrie Perotti Angel in the Infield golf tournament, or softball tournament, excuse me. And the winners will be named. And over in Litchfield, Girls Just Want to Run 5K. As the name implies, this is an all-female race. It's sponsored by the Junior Women's Club of Litchfield, and both starts and ends at the Litchfield Athletic Club in Litchfield. And that supports local charities. And then the last event that I have for next Sunday is the Walk MS that I alluded to earlier in Poughkeepsie. Walkathons, typically you raise money ahead of time, days, weeks, months ahead of the event and bring your proceeds to the walk, and this supports the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, and it's being held over at the Culinary Institute in Hyde Park. So that's it. That's 13 events for next weekend, and the calendar is going to be full from here on in.
And I was going to say that doesn't even cover all of May.
Oh no, that's just the first weekend.
Well, you know, did you see? You got to get back into it slowly.
Yeah, we did. Well, we had that lull, and probably because of Easter, that was the slowest weekend of the bunch. But we'll make up for it. Now the golf tournaments will start to pick up, running races, and then these cool, different kind of events like softball and the Kentucky Derby and that sort of thing will be sprinkled throughout. And we're going to be busy.
All right. Willie, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Thanks, as always, for having me on. Appreciate it.